Yep, I'm doing it, Janelle.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, so I have that running now, so I guess be careful what you say.
My mother just fell in.
Yes. Let me go down through the list just so I make sure I know who's here and who isn't here. Franklin Brown, I'm here. James Seaman is not here. Steve Turks is not here, but Steve said he would be a little bit late. Theo Pappas is not here. Rick, you are here. George Kaken is not here. Chuck Warner is here. Dale Jerome is here. Melissa is not here. Alan is here. Judy is not here. Ed McMillan is here. Joanne is not here. Sarah is not here. And Sylvia is here. And Bob Roop is here. And Dan Mater is here. Is there anybody I missed? Excellent. All right, well, let's discuss a few of the things that are going on. Let's start with the 2014 conference location. We've made some definite progress on that. We have a committee made up of Alan, Joanne, Steve, James, now Dave Hill, Craig, and Janelle. Oh, Craig, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. And Janelle. And it looks like the location that has been determined is the Kansas City area. And we...
Hi, Melissa.
Welcome. We're talking about the 2014 conference location in the Kansas City area. And
okay,
Janelle, maybe you could fill us in on the outreach for the venue.
Melanie, you're up.
Hi, Melanie.
Melanie. We've actually put out a RFP for locations booked in the downtown area and in the plaza area. Those should be coming back here shortly. And then we can narrow the list and make a selection. The big concern was, did we have someone local to kind of spearhead the effort? And Jim's French of DLR is going to be the kind of the chairman of that conference committee. And his primary responsibility will be to with school tours and just those in-city logistics and relationships that we need to have a successful conference. So, Jim French and the DLR group, they're on board. And, you know, we're just waiting on properties to take a look at.
So that's... That is great. I think that team has made a lot of progress. I know Steve Turks has been instrumental in getting DLR involved, a great firm, and I'm sure they'll be a great help.
Do we have a time frame yet?
Yes, we do. I think we picked out two different weekends in April, Thursday, Friday, Saturday time frame, I think, one's before Easter and one's after Easter. I don't recall the specific dates, and I don't have it in front of me, but it's April.
Yeah.
I think we're looking at the 2nd to the 4th as one option.
Yep.
And let me get to it. The 23rd through the 25th is the second option.
Yeah, and I think we were preferring the second option, but so that's where we stand.
That's correct. I do have a mobile first choice and second choice, and I the second one was first choice.
Great.
Is that going to conflict with the other regional conferences?
No.
Not that it matters, but...
No, we...
I mean, it might... We did check that out. It might, to some degree, with some of them, but the ones that we paid attention to were the ones that bordered the Midwest Great Lakes and would drop, possibly drop them.
And also the ones that Janelle was going to be involved with. We wanted to make sure Janelle is there. So are there any other items of discussion for the 2014 conference? Okay, excellent. Bob, I don't imagine there's a lot to talk about with reference to membership. Oh, yes, that would be excellent. We'd love to hear about that.
It was a very successful event. I think there were near 30 people attended. I haven't seen the final list, but there was quite a few people who attended and a fair amount of interest. There were, I think, three or four people who stepped up and said they were interested in taking on a leadership role to help form a chapter and move forward. I think right now they're in the point of trying to decide whether or not they want to do that at this point in time or wait until the fall when things may get back more in swing with schools. But all in all, it was very well attended with a great deal of interest, so we're enthused.
So I know you and James Seaman and Theo are following up with them.
Yeah, and George as well.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And George, absolutely. Great. That is just excellent news. I think that's something that we've been missing for quite some time now. Let's move on to the strategic planning session. We have a strategic planning sort of work group in James Seaman, Chuck Warner, Steve Turks, Janelle, Rick, and myself. And we'll be working between now and then to make it just as meaningful as it possibly can be. We've had some concerns about the budget. You know, when you start to add up all the numbers, things become fairly expensive. And right at the moment, we're still sorting out exactly who's coming, who's flying, who's driving, who needs a hotel room, and all of those issues. But it looks like we conceivably are around $2,900 over our budget for the conference, or not the conference, but the strategic planning session. So the total expenses that George had proposed, now I know there have been some changes since then, were $7,990. So George, unable to be here today, but he suggests we do what we can to find a sponsor for some elements of the strategic planning session. And I think there are a number of two primary opportunities. One would be a sponsor for the social event the night before that we have budgeted at $500. And another one for the food at the strategic planning session, which is budgeted for $1,500. If anybody has ideas for somebody who might be willing to take on those sponsorships, if you would please call me sort of offline and let me know, then we can reach out to those people. But it is definitely all coming together. Janelle, maybe you could tell us about the venue for the strategic planning session as well at the Crown Plaza.
I just got the contract back the other day. It's at the Crown Plaza. I'll be sending out an email. I think most of you have let me know if you need a room. So you'll be on the master list, and when I send that email, it'll also identify the meeting space. So.
Now, the Crown Plaza is a very short distance immediately to the east of O'Hara Airport, and there is shuttle service from the airport to the hotel, so we wouldn't anticipate cab fares or local transportation. That should be handled. A number of us, I know, Chuck Warner and I are trying to carpool from Columbus. Anybody else who would want to join us, they would be welcome. So we're trying to do everything we can to reduce the cost and still have a meaningful strategic planning session. Okay, that is all I have for that. There are a number of key people who are not going to be able to attend. Most notably is Theo. He is going to be tied up, but I'm sure it'll still be a meaningful day-long meeting. So, let's see. The Chapter Formation Task Force, that's Melissa, Ed, Joanne, and Sarah. Is there anything to report out from that group?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
I have a question about for either Dan or Snell or Judy. Is the report from the International Strategic Planning Effort in Pittsburgh going to be available for our use at our strategic planning session? I know that it's going to be published, but I didn't know when the publishing date was.
Janelle, do you know? I don't see any.
I know that.
Even if it's not published, I think we can make sure that
the draft,
is available.
I believe it's in its final format or getting very close to its final format. I'll inquire about that, and whatever's finished, I think, the short answer is yes, we will have something. I don't know what exactly it will be, but I'll make sure, and I'll follow up on that later today.
I do have a copy of the draft because I attended, and I will get that out to the planning group later today as well. So at least we'll have something, and it is rather comprehensive. Thank you, Ed. Sarah is not with us, so I don't know what's going on with the Chapter President's Conference Call Initiative, but that's something that is a work in progress. Troy, are you on the call?
Troy can't make it today.
Okay. Troy had indicated in an email to me that he is still focusing on looking for a decision about three new awards that might be undertaken for next year. They are for Outstanding Chapter, Outstanding New Member, and Public Agency. So those are three things that we might want to think about, and maybe we can discuss those in Chicago. So that's Troy. Let's see. Steve, are you, you're online, right?
Yes, I am.
We and maybe Ed could help us with this, but my understanding of the line of succession for the presidency is that James Seaman, who is currently the vice president, will succeed to the presidency next year, and Steve Turks, then, who is president-elect currently, will proceed to vice president next year, and then the year after that to president. Is that everybody's understanding? I think it's quite clear in the in the bylaws. It's not a problem, Steve. I know it's quite confusing, and I was confused, and Ed helped me out. So, all right, so that we have that cleared up. Let's see. I don't think I have anything else. Does anybody else have anything to enlighten us with?
Franklin, this is Judy, and I was late to the call this morning, but I didn't know if you had, or maybe Dan had filled folks in on International Board updates.
No, we have not done that.
Well, I would just add one thing, which I think is pretty exciting. We talked about the formation of the reformation of the Ontario chapter, we also have, I guess, an official word that a new chapter in the Northeast region is being born. Can I share that,
Jill?
Oh, yeah, I put it out.
So,
the members, sure.
Absolutely. Excellent. So, we've got the New York chapter that's going to be the newest chapter of the EFPI, which is, our new membership numbers are getting really close to a 4,000 mark goal, and I think, each and every one of us, if we can kind of make it our charge to maybe even bring in one new member, we could be very close to accomplishing that 4,000 mark. We are currently at 3,849, so we're getting really, really close. And I think with the reformation of the Ontario chapter, that we can, as the Midwest Great Lakes region, really make a dent in accomplishing that goal. So let me just put it out there and encourage every one of us to kind of promote the benefits of being part of this organization. And that's all I have.
Well, that is great. I mean, it's hard to believe that we haven't had a New York chapter to date. So...
it's been one of those things we've talked about it for a long time, and now it looks like it's finally coming to fruition.
Well, that's wonderful. Dan, did you have anything to add to that?
No, I think one other, I'm not sure whether this has come out or not, but I know that West Virginia is attempting to form a chapter or to reinvigorate their chapter as well.
Excellent. So we may very well make that goal. Is there anything else that anybody has? Anything at all? Okay, hearing nothing, I want to thank you for joining us. And for anybody that you talked to that wasn't able to join us, I will... send this recording as an audio file to Janelle, and hopefully she'll be able to post it on the website so everybody will be able to find out what we talked about. That being said, I look forward to seeing everybody on the 11th and definitely on the 12th for those who can't make it in a day early, but it should be a great session in Chicago. All right, so... thanks for joining us.
Could you stay on the line?
Yes, I can. Oh, Janelle?
No.
Okay, not me. Got it.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.